Media elites whine they are exhausted just 5 days into Trump's presidency. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2025. Establishment media personalities say they are already worn out from covering President Donald Trump and his resurgent drive to deliver the golden age of America. Media elites did not have to work very hard during the previous administration. President Joe Biden rarely gave interviews and appeared to hide from the public due to his health. Interviews conducted by the Wall Street Journal revealed Biden's aides protected the diminished president from cabinet members, donors, pollsters, the media, and top Democrat lawmakers. Related, out of ideas? Lazy leftist media spams weird label at Trump, J.D. Vance, RFK. With Trump's return, his executive orders, pardons, and policies are already flooding the media landscape, such as Thursday's bombshell report of ICE capturing illegal aliens and deporting them. Day 4 feels like month 4, Puck's Dara Palmieri whined Thursday, noting she was hesitant to report the news for fear of piling onto the deluge of Trump news. Exhausted yet? Susan Glasser, a staff writer at The New Yorker, asked readers in a report with a list of Trump's immediate actions since taking office. Exhausted yet? It's been 3 full days since Donald Trump returned to the presidency, and so far he has pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Treaty and the World Health Organization, announced the unilateral cancellation of the Constitution's guarantee of birthright citizenship, reversed an order lowering prescription drug prices for seniors, threatened a trade war with Canada and Mexico starting February 1 and an actual war with Panama if it doesn't hand over the Panama Canal, declared an emergency at the southern border and moved to order thousands of U.S. military personnel there, eliminated federal government programs to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion and demanded that employees snitch on anyone inside the bureaucracy who might be tempted to continue doing such work anyway, and pardoned the vast majority of the pro-Trump insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, at his behest. And that was in between sword dancing on stage to the Village People at an inaugural ball, cashing in on the presidency by marketing the dollar Trump crypto coin, currently worth billions of dollars, and getting in a pissing match with an Episcopalian bishop who dared to question him to his face. New York Times's columnist David Brooks complained the media had a 4-year vacation from doing their job and is once again having to cover the large amount of news Trump generates. After a 4-year hiatus, we are once again compelled to go spelunking into the deeper caverns of Donald Trump's brain, he wrote. CNN's Brian Stelter, who denied Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, told readers of his newsletter that commentators like him have to get back on Trump time, which he said would be difficult because media elites will have to decide how they should frame and spin the news. With 45 now back in office as 47, journalists are getting back on Trump time, conveniently. Trump has licensed his name to a watchmaker, and going back to some of the debates that defined his first term. Should his remarks be shown live? Yes, sometimes. Should his deceitful claims be debunked by reporters? Yes. Should he dictate what's considered news at any given moment? No. The biggest news story right now isn't Trump per se. It's Trump's impacts on ordinary people in the U.S. and beyond. Americans trust in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately and fairly plummeted to a record low in 2024, Gallup polling found in October. The decline in trust indicates the media lost credibility due to pushing false narratives, such as Hunter Biden's laptop story, Russian collusion, the source of the 2020 pandemic, the January 6 investigation, and numerous hoaxes. Trump's landslide victory is likely to ensure free speech will flourish. We have saved free speech in America, Trump told Davos attendees Thursday, slamming disinformation. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.